was and roughly how big it was.
The number of visitors coming to the National Air and Space Museum has actually increased since the sequester took effect. The budget for the Smithsonian Institution museums that line the National Mall in Washington was reduced by $42 million. But spokesperson Linda St. Thomas says most tourist-related programs have not been affected.
So we had to take that out of maintenance and contracts. We reduced travel. We reduced a lot of staff activities. We had a hiring freeze. So we did all of that so that we would have less impact on tourists.
Budget cuts forced the closure of only 3 exhibits in all 16 Smithsonian museums. Evening hours have been cut at the National Archives, where visitors can see the original Declaration of Independence.
It's known as the White House.
The most visible effect of sequestration has been the cancellation of White House tours. But on average, only 3% of the 18 million visitors to Washington every year go on a White House tour. Marcus Warden, who was visiting from Britain with his family, did not know about the sequester cuts and thought that only foreigners were banned from the tours.
The White House tour, we'd like to do that, but foreign nationals aren't allowed to go around at the moment, so I don't know why that is.
The intent behind the sequestration budget cuts was to impose a level of pain and discomfort that the public would not tolerate and therefore pressure the President and Congress to negotiate a long-term debt reduction deal. But David Nathanson, who came from Virginia with his daughter to visit the museums, says that strategy is not working.
I think it was, a political tool for both parties, and I don't think it's had the impact that many people thought, and I don't think the impact has been far-reaching and damaging, and for me, it's been pretty transparent.
He and most of the tourists visiting Washington say they are feeling no pain from the sequester budget cuts. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.